playing record. You're too fast, too long, and too loud. And it must have been a big mistake to try to speak my mind. So as they were asking me to leave, I cried out one more time.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
Motor Racing Network is live at Pocono Raceway, where the Great American Getaway 400 has been under a rain delay. Mike Bagley, Kurt Becker, Todd Gordon, the rest of the MRN crew here with you. Kurt, we've gotten great news here in the last 30 minutes.
The track has come alive. It is starting to begin to look and feel like race day should. The track is dried out. Folks are filing into the stands, and we are going to go racing.
The skies have cleared. Rain is off the radar, and about 15 minutes ago, sun is beating down on the 2.5-mile Pocono Raceway. We are looking like we are going to be racing here probably within the next hour or so. So we expect to be back with you at the bottom of the hour, where we'll keep it here for what hopefully will be the green flag for the Great American Getaway 400. Fingers are crossed, and we appreciate your patience. Keep monitoring this station for updates at the bottom of the hour. This broadcast has been a production of the Motor Racing Network.
ABC News contributor Steve Gagnier.
We know that the Fordo halls, where they've been using those centrifuges to enrich uranium, are between 200 and 300 feet below ground. And so these weapons are specially designed for both this target and for the North Korean nuclear facilities.
Our Steve Gagnier, Going.com travel expert Katie Nastro says it is not too late to book a getaway, and that America's third largest city is emerging as a popular summer destination.
Chicago in the summer is spectacular. So Chicago for 4th of July, even better. You've got free music in Grant Park. You've got the fireworks show across Lake Michigan at Navy Pier. Super family friendly.
And she says that right now airfares are down. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
In a world parks for excitement, one drink will emerge. Twisted Tea, the refreshing thrill ride of flavor. Recreating its classic role as the hard iced tea that goes down smooth. Twisted Tea doesn't just taste like real iced tea, it's made with real brewed tea and a 5% kick of alcohol. Taste the adventure with Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Ugh. Kitchen ants? Runaway roaches? A spider? A spider? A spider! Relax. Just use Zevo. Zevo Insect Killer Sprays use a powerful blend of mint and rosemary to eliminate those pests and up to 20 other bug types. Plus, Zevo is safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Just spray the bugs and wipe them away. Zevo. People-friendly. Bug-deadly.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day. Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Extreme heat warning remains in effect for your Sunday. Sunshine, highs in the upper 90s. The heat index, though, approaching 105 thanks to all the humidity. Drawn in on south winds, gusting around 30 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 90 at our studios.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Bet you think I'm sitting at home. Bet you think that I'm all alone, no. Bet you think I'm missing you and wishing you would call my phone. Hell no. I went wheels up on a runway and that ticket was a one way. I'm somewhere on a beach, sipping something strong. Got a new girl, she got it going on. We drink all day and party all night. I'm way too gone to have you on my mind. Got a body, and she's naughty, and she got me like you ain't ever got me. I'm getting some, and I ain't slept in a week. Yeah, I'm somewhere on a beach. Heard you called my boys, heard you called my folks. They said you drove by my house real slow. You can check any spot, roll down every road, but girl, I ain't even close. I'm somewhere on a beach, sipping something strong. Got a new girl, she got it going on. We drink all day and party all night. I'm way too gone to have you on my mind. She got a body, and she's naughty. And she got me like you ain't ever got me. I'm getting some, and I ain't slept. Somewhere on a beach, I wish it could have worked out, but I'm getting over you now. On a beach towel, my shades on, my drink's up and the sun's out. I'm somewhere on a beach. Sipping something strong. Got a new girl, she got it going on. We drink all day and party all night. I'm way too gone to have you on my mind. She got a body and she's naughty. And she got me like you ain't never got me. I'm getting some, and I ain't slept in a week. Yeah, I'm somewhere on a beach.
Somewhere on a beach, Dierks Bentley. Here's Tim McGraw, and that's All I Want is a Life.
Sick of the cold. from all of us at Radio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
First I get cold and hot, think I'm on fire, but I'm not. Oh, what a pain I've got, it must be love. There's nothing I can do, all that I want is you. Look what I'm going through, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. Something is wrong, all right, I think of you all night. Can't sleep till morning light, it must be love. Seeing you in my dreams, holding you close to me. Oh, what else can it be? It must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow.
Thanks for listening to Real Country 1430. We knew you'd take the bait.
Just to go around town with some gasoline, just trying to bomb a flame, gonna burn the whole place down. And how do you explain ever falling in love with a guy like me in the first place? And turn around, say that I'm the worst thing. I guess I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. Try to go our separate ways, and we're back and forth like a swinging door. Tomorrow's like yesterday. Someday is better than the night before. And you're back with me again. Then you go and tell your friends that I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. If I'm such a waste of breath, such a waste of time, then why are you on your way to waste another And your mess never do no wrong if I'm so awful. Then why'd you stick around this long and if it's the whiskey? Why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason.
Well, guys, it's the last hour of the JD Show. I want to mention some entertainment that you can enjoy from this very day in history. Remember World War Z, Brad Pitt and the zombie movie? That released on this very day in 2013. And then it was the movie Ballers, which is starred by Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Dool Hill. That movie released on this very day on HBO back on 2015. And there you have it, some shows you can enjoy from this very day in history.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chentfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chentfit Smith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chentfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durand can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. As the area's number one home seller, we have the experience and commitment to help you navigate the complex real estate market. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned veteran looking to sell your current property, Prime Realty is your guide toward home ownership. Like Prime Realty guys on Facebook or visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Ugh, kitchen ants, runaway roaches, a spider! Relax, just use Zevo. Zevo insect killer sprays use a powerful blend of mint and rosemary to eliminate those pests and up to 20 other bug types. Plus, Zevo is safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Just spray the bugs and wipe them away. Zevo, people friendly, bug deadly.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No!" My car!
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-517-9383. That's 800-517-9383. 800-517-9383.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
You were raised on an asphalt farm. Ain't never heard a rooster crow. Never walked. You never rode in the hay. You never thrown it in four wheel. Climb up on in here, girl. Let me show you how country feels. Put your hair down, hair down. Get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off, kick them off. Get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up and down these hollers and hills. Let me show you. Ever been so into somebody? Still lying there when it comes back up. Girl, what do you say? We cut a path through that cornfield, parked down by the water. Let me show you how country feels. Let your hair down, hair down. Get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off, kick them off. Get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up. This laid on back, kick your shoes off. Put your hair down, hair down. Get you some of this laid on back, kick your shoes off, kick them off. Get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up and down these hollers and hills. Let me show.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Yeah.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Continuing coverage to the Great American Getaway 400, presented by VisitPA.com. Mike Bagley, Kurt Becker, Todd Gordon, topside with you. And the best news of all we have just received. We are getting ready to go racing here in the Pocono Mountains of Pennsylvania. The sun is out. The track is dry. Kurt, this is the sound that everybody has been wanting to hear. The sound, in a few moments, of engines firing up here in the Poconos.
And the sights that we get to describe for our listening audience. The race cars have been gridded on the pit lane. Everybody is getting ready to go. Pre-race ceremonies are going to be coming up here soon. Another thing, Todd Gordon, commerce is alive and well in Long Pond, Pennsylvania. This place is full. The stands are filling up. The concession stands out behind the grandstand doing a brisk business as everybody gets set to enjoy some racing.
Yeah, sold out show and everybody showed up. Why shouldn't they? Sun's out, beautiful day. Going to be in the 80s and looking for great, fabulous racing. And the whole Northeast has shown up. As you talked about, souvenir trailers, they're about 10 deep out back. Got plenty of people in grandstands in the infield ready for driver intros. A cool day.
So let's trace the footsteps of the morning. About 10 a.m. Eastern this morning, it began to rain. Then thunderstorms took over. Lightning holes went into place, and basically this racetrack went into lockdown. And it went into lockdown for a couple of hours. That held up teams getting into the NASCAR Cup Series garage. There were teams that had to be reinspected. Basically, the teams had to get their haulers tightened up, their cars tightened up. That elongated that process. Todd Gordon, what's the effect of that when you're chomping at the bit to go through your normal race day routine, But you're locked out of the garage like the fans were locked out of the stands in this lightning hold that we all experienced.
This is why my car chief and my engineers were in the same car with me if I was coming back and forth, because that just buys me another hour to ask them to try a couple more things. Final adjustments aren't until this morning. Once the garage opens up, they had a little more time to kind of go through the conversations of the day and be prepared for it. And think about the strategy sides of things. This place affords many opportunities for crew chiefs to be a little different and work their way forward.
Mike, a question for you. When we arrived on the grounds and we got here to the booth, that was around 9:30 this morning. By 10 a.m., would you have given us any chance to go racing today?
Not a chance. The weather radar that we looked at had a massive squall line. A lot of red in it, a lot of wind, a lot of rain. There was no hail, no tornadoes, but there was a lot of weather to work through, Todd, and we've obviously done that with sunny skies on top of us right now.
I'm used to the afternoon heat. Developing those storms, it seems like it really dissipated this frontal line, and what I thought was going to be wet at this point just kind of disintegrated, went away to sunny skies.
And that's exactly what we have right now. Kurt, we're getting ready to head trackside shortly. What are some of the things that you're going to be looking for today? Rain delay and all in the rearview mirror. Now we can focus on the 400 miles that are ahead.
Absolutely. Coming out of the road course at Mexico City last weekend, now back to the States and back to what is a unique layout for the NASCAR Cup Series, a three-turn, two-and-a-half-mile racetrack. We've got seven or eight former winners in the NASCAR Cup Series here at Pocono in the lineup, probably another half dozen or so drivers that have run one here in other series, the NASCAR Xfinity Series, the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. Put that all together, mix it up, turn them loose, cut loose for 160 laps, 400 miles of racing here today.
And we can't wait to bring you all the action here on the Motor Racing Network. Shortly, we're going trackside. Drivers are beginning to congregate. Driver introductions getting ready to take place here in Victory Lane in Pocono.
Hello?
Hey, Tim. It's your man tank. I think those veggies in the crisper are drying up.
I know. I've been meaning to eat those. I'll get around to it.
Get around to it.
I will, man. Jeez. All right.
Or just eat Jack Link's jerky. Smoked, seasoned. Mmm. Some real meat would do you a lot of good, Tim. Jack Link's Beef Jerky. Official meat snack of NASCAR. Feed your wild side.
So I just switched to Straight Talk Wireless.
Uh-oh, we just ran out of gas.
Great, gives us time to watch the race.
You know the next town is 50 miles away, right?
Don't worry, I have real unlimited data now.
But how are we going to get out of here?
We got about 200 laps before we need to figure that out.
Get a free 5G phone with select plans and real unlimited data only for a limited time at Straight Talk. Available at your local Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk is an official partner of NASCAR. Taxes and fees apply. Require single line activation on a qualifying plan for network management practices. Visit StraightTalk.com. Copyright 2025 Verizon. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
When we get going here today, as Kurt mentioned, going to be 160 laps. That'll make up the 400 miles. Stage breaks will come at laps 30 and 95. From Pocono Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built. Built on service.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit NTEC.net to learn more. That's NTEC.net.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Welcome back to Pocono Raceway. We're getting ready to go for the Great American Getaway 400 here on this unique 2.5-mile triangular-shaped racetrack track. The drivers are beginning to convene in the victory lane. Let's start with a couple of drivers that drive for Legacy Motor Club. That team is in the process of basically getting things tightened up in the performance department. Let's start with the driver of the legendary 43 car. That car's won here many times. Perhaps maybe it's a day of opportunity for Eric Jones, who stands by with our Steve Post of Halstead, Pennsylvania.
Mike Eric starts in the 11th spot, and Mike Bagley just talked about 43 cars won here before. A day of opportunity for you. How do you feel about the opportunity you're getting ready to go after here today?
Yeah, happy we're going. It looked a little bit late here, but I was really happy with the car yesterday. We needed a little bit more speed there in qualifying, but I think kind of know where it was. So, yeah, excited about it. The Family Dollar Camry's driving really good, and you know, that's all you can ask for. You got to put the rest together yourself. So, excited about it. Really like this track and starting up front, so hopefully we can keep it up there.
What is there about this racetrack that appeals to you?
Yeah, it's just, you know, that's obviously unique and kind of a different challenge, but I feel like turn three is always super important, and I get through there good, and I like it, so that probably helps out. But just focusing on these straightaways, always setting yourself up. It's pretty racy. I feel like you can pass pretty decent here, and so that's kind of fun anywhere you go. And so, yeah, like all those parts of it, and always unique challenge.
We've spent a fair amount of the last month or month and a half talking about Legacy Motor Club, the progress you guys are making. Kind of give us a grade, assess where you guys are at this point in this season.
Yeah, I mean, I would say right now, you know, I would say a B. You know, obviously an A, I would say, is a consistent top five and winning team. And we're right there in that top 15, top 10 team consistently right now, especially on these mile and a half and up tracks. I feel like are really good for us. So the short track road course program's getting better. Mexico is really good for us as far as road courses go. And so excited, yeah, to see how it's going to keep going. But just very proud. It's been going the right way, so hopefully we can keep it going that way.
That's Eric Jones, and it has been fun to watch this Legacy Motor Club as it gets its footing here in the 2025 season.
And that driver spotlight presented by Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com. Well, Mike told you we would hear from Eric's teammate. Let's hear from John Hunter Nemechek, getting ready to roll off fourth here today at Pocono. He's standing by with our Jason Toy of Barbersville, West Virginia.
All right, thanks a lot, Kurt. Heck of a great qualifying effort. Matter of fact, last couple of weeks here for John Hunter Nemechek have been fantastic as they had a big top 10 finish last week at Mexico. Carrying some momentum here to Pocono. You got a great qualifying spot. How's this car going to race?
I'm excited. I thought that we had a really good car yesterday in practice. Long run speed was good. I didn't bust off a fast lap early in practice, but we were able to qualify pretty decent. So excited to start fourth. I think that's my best career starting position. So we'll see how it stacks up today. It's going to be a long one. The rain kind of played a factor into it, but now it's hot and humid, and we'll see how the racetrack changes throughout the day.
What's the uniqueness with this track for you? You've got a win in the truck series here. Totally different type of vehicle. What's it take to get it to job done here?
Having a good race car for sure. Just executing on strategy, executing on pit road. I think our biggest thing is, do we go for points and stage wins today if we're still running up front, or do we jump stages and try and go win the race? I think that there could be a mixture there, a mixed bag of what everyone does, but who knows? We'll see.
Good luck.
Thanks.
John Hunter Nemechek, great qualifying effort. He will start things off at fourth.
Well, let's talk with another Toyota driver that we expected coming into the weekend to perhaps maybe be a factor, but a driver that had challenges yesterday in qualifying. Bubba Wallace went to qualify and the car wouldn't fire. They tried to push it off the pit lane several times to no avail. I'm sure it's been a very busy morning for that 2311 racing team. Let's get the thoughts of Bubba Wallace with Steve Post.
Bubba Wallace ready to go. Bubba, the way I look at yesterday for you, good news. Looks like you had a really fast race car. Bad news, the thing wouldn't start when it came time to qualifying. Did you get the starter fixed on the thing, and how do you feel about the race car?
They say it was fixed overnight, so we'll see. That was a bummer. That one hit me in the gut, like, hard. And it took me a while to get over that, just because of how hard we've worked for this race and the effort we've put in. And then to see all of that come together and produce a product like that on track for practice was really fast. And God almighty, that one sucked. But you're adding you to the other list of people that are telling me all the positives for today. I'm listening to all that and excited to make a show from the back.
The positives today is a wide racetrack, and there's all kinds of things Charles can do, your crew chief can do. Are you up on all of those? Are you familiar with one of those? Do you want to know about any of those? How do you approach this when it comes to strategy and trying to work your way through a race here at Pocono?
Yeah, there's a lot you can do here, like you said. And so I think for me is to be consistent from lap one to the very end of just giving the car what it needs and giving the right feedback for what Charles needs to make the right calls. But, yeah, I mean, if our car is really fast, then as everybody says it is, and I believe that it is. It should make the strategy a little bit easier. Just call the best race, we should win it.
There we go. That's Bubba Wallace going to start deep in the field back in the 34th spot, but don't expect him to stay back there for long.
To the opposite end of the starting grid we go. Let's hear from the driver who qualified in the second position. That is Chris Buescher. Jason, you know we've had a rain delay today. Maybe Chris Buescher sees a positive omen in that. I bet you remember a few years ago when we had some rain issues and we finally went racing and he went to victory lane.
Yeah, I believe that was Michigan, if I'm not mistaken, back in for Chris Buescher picking up the wind after a rain delay there. We got one here today. Gives you a chance to come out and see the crowd and sign some autographs for the fans, but it rained. This track's going to be different. What do you anticipate?
Yeah, it's going to be good from the front row. We'll have that clean air, right? So I think that part's going to be really solid for us. I think that I'm pretty happy with our next tall Ford Mustang and ready to get this thing fired off.
All right, let's talk about that in strategy-wise. How much did you have to change that strategy today because of all this rain?
Not too much yet. We'll get on track and see how it changes. It probably washed a little bit of rubber away, but it was never a hard rain. Jet dryers are probably harder on it than anything, so we'll see where it goes. But, ultimately, we have the track position. We have a good pit stall selection. Pit crew's been putting in work this year and as well as the rest of the team, so we're ready to go out here and win us a race.
All right, Chris Buescher leads him from the front row because clean air is great air, and he's looking forward to having that here today at Pocono.
Chris Buescher looking for his first race win of 2025. He's on the cut line as far as the playoffs are concerned. We are 10 laps to the playoffs beginning here in 2025. 10 races, that is, before the playoffs begin in 2025.
Have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options now available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers. So don't wait. If you owe $10, $20, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-885-6688. 800-885-6688. 800-885-6688. National Debt Relief, the official debt relief partner of NASCAR.
From Pocono Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Wisconsin, home to the finest dairy products, is dedicated to building strong local connections with consumers like you. Start your day off right with a legendary June Dairy Month breakfast. With the summer around the corner, we're excited to introduce new recipes for your culinary adventures. Whether it's a barbecue or a picnic, our dairy delights bring joy to families and friends. Here's to a summer brimming with dairy memories. Visit wisconsindairy.com to check out these recipes.
This June Dairy Month salute is brought to you by Compeer Financial.
It takes passion and dedication to produce safe and nutritious milk and dairy products day after day. And Compeer Financial is proud to partner alongside hardworking dairy farmers, processors, and others in the dairy industry as they work relentlessly to feed the world. Thank you for all you do as we join you in celebration of June Dairy Month. To learn more, give Compeer a call at 844-426-6733 or visit Compeer.com/dairy. Trademarks of Compeer Financial, an equal credit opportunity lender.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
Back at Pocono Raceway, driver introductions about to take place. Good news, the track is dry. We were supposed to go green at 2:21 p.m. Eastern time, obviously delayed much later than what we expected, but the good news is there's nothing falling from the sky. Blue sky, partly cloudy conditions, but very warm, very muggy here in the Pocono Mountains. Let's go back trackside and catch up with a driver that spent some time with us yesterday here on the Motor Racing Network. Joey Logano was an analyst for our NASCAR Xfinity Series coverage. He gave us a lot of insight yesterday as far as what to expect today. Question is, has the rains of the morning changed that outlook? He's with our Steve Post.
That is a great question, Mike, and Joey did spend all that time with us yesterday here. So, Joey, on our Truck Series broadcast, you talked about all the strategy, everything for today. What is the rain overnight? How does that impact things?
I don't think it will much. It didn't rain that hard, and if it does, it won't be for long. So I don't see that really playing a big effect, and it seems like the sun is here to stay, from at least my non-educated eye to working at the weather. But, yeah, we'll go out there and fire away at this thing. A lot of strategy options just like there was yesterday.
We're standing along this front straightaway. What is it like in turn number one on a restart here? What do you have to prepare yourself for?
In one word, it's a little sketchy. But it's pretty entertaining. There's a lot of different options as well that you can take, right? There's a lot of cars that will push. Some will take the runs. And it's not just about what turn one is. It's about the tunnel turn as well and making sure you're in the right place for that one too. So restarts are it's chaos for a long period of time because you have one sharp corner and then you have another long, long straightaway. I mean, talks about how long the front straight was, but Long Pond's pretty long as well.
Joey Logano starts 12th here this afternoon.
Yeah, that Long Pond straightaway over 3,000 feet long, connecting turns 1 and 2. Strop a few rows back on the grid, back to the driver who will start in the 20th position. That is Ryan Blaney, and he was the winner when we came here to Pocono 1 year ago. He's standing by with Jason Toy.
Signing a lot of autographs for the fans here as he makes his way towards driver introductions and signing a lot of unique things out here, too. For Ryan Blaney. All right, we got you starting 20th, but I know you're going to drop to the rear. Give us an idea of the reason why you got to start in the back today.
Yeah, we had a little issue with our starter yesterday.
Larson!
And unfortunately, you fix it, you start to the rear. So we're going to fix it. We did that yesterday and started the back, and hopefully we can pick our way through.
All right, defending race winner in this one here. Of course, the rain and everything else. What's it going to change with this track for you this afternoon?
Yeah, we'll see. You know, the rain was heavy enough, it kind of washed all the rubber away. So just kind of see where the track's at getting going and see where tire wear's at. That's really all you can do. And then you just hope that, you know, maybe strategy kind of pokes up to where you can change some stuff up. So we'll find out.
All right. He's multitasking. He's a man of the people. It is Ryan Blaney signing some autographs here. As he gets ready to roll, starting 20th on the grid, but dropping to the rear after changing that starter.
It is a mob scene in the pits and in the garage and right now around Victory Lane where driver introductions are about to take place. Let's catch up with the driver that will start in the 31st position today, starting 31st because of a problem in qualifying. William Byron crossed the tunnel turn on his qualifying lap. The car broke loose. There was damage to it. Let's get the thoughts on the update as far as the car is concerned and the strategy with him starting way back in the pack. Steve Post.
William Byron down here signing an autograph for a fan here as we get ready to do driver introductions here. William, really, really fast race car yesterday, but unfortunately it didn't work out in qualifying. What happened there in qualifying and what's the update on where you're at with the car and the team and everything going into today?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think the car is really good. We didn't have to change cars, so that was a good break. And, just had to replace the nose and the tail. So I feel like we'll be pretty good today. I'm excited.
You get to replace the nose and the tail. What's it like, though, to be part of Team Hendrick doing that? I mean, there's probably teams that replace his nose and tails, but what it's like to have the detail focus when you have a situation like this and knowing you're likely to have a really good race car again.
Yeah, I think anybody in this Cup garage is really elite, but definitely the Hendrick guys all chip in together and kind of working together was really cool to see. So just excited to get going.
I am sure he is excited to get going. Watched yesterday as I walked through the garage and William just said it, there were members of every bit of the Hendrick team here working on that race car, getting it all put back together.
William Byron, already a winner this year in the season opener, of course, at Daytona, but looking for his first victory since then and for his first here at Pocono. Speaking of drivers that have won this year, Christopher Bell rattled off those three consecutive victories early in the season. He will start from 9th this afternoon. Back to Jason Toy.
Well, yesterday didn't quite get the full 25 minutes of practice. If I'm not mistaken, you got about two or three laps out there. You guys had a problem with the power steering. You got the qualifying lap in, got you in the top 10, but what kind of work did you have to do on that power steering unit?
I don't really know. I was just inside the car. They were thrashing underneath the hood, so proud of the effort, obviously, to get it going. Confused what happened. It was very weird. I didn't have power steering, and then all of a sudden I had it, then I didn't have it, then I ended up ultimately having it, so that was good to get a couple laps in practice and able to put up a lap in qualifying.
So did you have to go to the rear on this one for them working on it, or are you able to hold on to that spot?
I
haven't heard either.
I don't know. I hope not. Passing is very difficult here.
All right, talk about that clean air here. How important is it to you to get to the front of this group as quick as possible?
Yeah, I mean, every position is a big gain, and once you get there, it's pretty hard to hard to overcome from being the guy behind. So it seems like, you know, if you're ninth, you're a lot better off than you are being 20th. And obviously, if you're leading, you're a lot better off than you are being ninth. So we got, you know, pretty good spot. Best qualifying effort we've had in the last couple of weeks. So I'm proud of that. And this has not really been a great track for us historically since Next Gen's come out. But, yeah, I've just been trying to focus on how I can be better. And I thought my guys did a great job bringing a really good Ream Camry this weekend. And hopefully we can show that today.
All right. He's going to have fun with it today. Christopher Bell rolling off ninth.
Christopher Bell on the short list of some lists to win this race today here in the Pocono Mountains of Pennsylvania. Carson Hocevar has been making a lot of noise of late in the NASCAR Cup Series. Some could argue for the good. Some could argue for the bad. Well, he's on the verge of breaking into victory lane. That car had a lot of speed here yesterday. He will start third, and he's with Steve Host.
Yeah, indeed. Carson Hocevar, over the last month and a half, has had a fast race car. I think back to Charlotte. I think back to some of the other runs on it. Carson, is today the day, and what do you need to do to help make today the day?
It'd be a lot nicer if today was the day, for sure. But ultimately, we need the motor to stay running, the tires to stay up, fuel to stay in it, and avoid other cars. So, you know, a little bit of everything that we've had, you know, stop us. So hopefully we got them all out of the way, and our car being up front and qualifying good and feeling good about it, especially lately with our package here with this kind of tire, and, you know, being able to just be fast anywhere has been important. So it's no different than hopefully this week.
This racetrack, three distinct corners. What have you learned about this racetrack? Is there a focus area? What's your take on the tricky triangle?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's tricky for sure, but being able to run the truck race, you know, I thought helped even just for this week. And yeah, it's a lot of fun, and hopefully, you know, I feel like it kind of fits us, is when, you know, guys are uncomfortable with their race cars or just uncomfortable with track or uncomfortable in general. You know, we're competing at a high level while being comfortable. So yeah, hopefully be able to take advantage of that.
We shall see what happens. Carson Hocevar knocking on that door, and maybe today here at Pocono is the day that he gets that first career win.
Let's hear from the winningest Cup driver ever at Pocono. He starts from the pole today. That is Denny Hamlin. Back to Jason Toy.
Well, he's going to lead us to the green flag, his fifth career pole here at the Pocono Raceway, talking things over with his teammate and Ty Gibbs. All right, you and I talked yesterday. You found something in it, got the qualifying done. Then the rain came. You got a whole new racetrack here. How do you attack it?
Yeah, it's going to be a green track, a lot of sun. I think it's going to be a big transition from kind of how the race fires off here versus what we have, you know, 100 laps in. So you're going to have some versatility. You're going to have to keep up with the track. It will change, and hopefully we're the ones that guess right.
Does this track really, with a green that you're going to have out here, is it going to feel like totally different than yesterday, and you're going to feel a little more of those bumps?
Probably, yeah. Probably mostly the first run. That'll be the one that is the most different from what we've had all weekend. So for me, it's about getting the first lap executed well, and then I'll have a good feel from there.
All right, good luck.
All right, thank you.
All right, Denny Hamlin, he added to the clan over the weekend last week. He's got a brand new son, and Denny told me earlier, said he's been sleeping well through the night, so he's well rested and ready to roll here at Pocono from the pole.
Denny Hamlin, a definite Pocono master, yesterday scoring his 44th career NASCAR Cup Series pole position.
This is a Camry. This is a Camry on NASCAR. This is a Camry on NASCAR with Ty Gibbs behind the wheel. Now you're up to speed. You in? Follow the action at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
NASCAR fans, get ready to feel the rush. The official NASCAR Trax app is your ultimate race day companion. From managing your event tickets to navigating with wayfinding maps, event schedules, and facility info, it's got everything you need to make your experience unforgettable.
Ready, green flag, green flag.
Bring your headphones and dive into the action like never before with live scanner access.
Got a race to win, my man.
Listen in on driver and team communications at select NASCAR Trax. Download NASCAR Trax now on the Apple App Store or Google Play.
From Pocono Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
Keep your vehicle running at peak performance with routine car care from Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center in Durand. Now through June 30th, save up to $20 on a full synthetic oil change and vehicle safety check. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your partner's network car care center is Adams Super Service, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Pre-race coverage continues here at Pocono Raceway. Driver introductions underway soon. These drivers will be making their way to their cars, and then we will slide into pre-race ceremonies. Let's chat with the driver that will start 21st today. This track has not been the best for Ross Chastain over the years. However, there has been an uptick in performance leading into this race this weekend, and perhaps maybe this is an opportunity for Ross Chastain to put some good numbers up on the board. Let's get his thoughts. He's with Steve Post.
Ross Chastain down here having a few words with Michael McDowell talking about it. Ross, Pocono, not statistically among the better tracks. What do you do? What have you worked on to maybe change those numbers here this afternoon?
I just need to finish, Post, man. We've had speed at Pocono. But ever since I've gotten to the Cup Series, I just can't close out the races, and I just crash. So big effort today on finishing, even if it means I got to go a little slower. Clearly, I'm stepping over the limit a lot. And, for our Busch Light Apple, the old Bapple car here, we'll see if we can make it the whole race.
Can you describe the tunnel turn and how upsetting, how rough that tunnel turn is?
It's hard to describe. It's tough to describe because it's just awkward. It's not like Indy. It doesn't feel like Indy to me. It feels worse. So definitely got to there's more left on the table for me there, but got to be careful. It'll bite me.
More left on the table. That means Ross Chastain's ready to go to work. He starts 21st here this afternoon.
We will head back trackside to the starting grid in just a moment, but first, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Tractor Central.
The NASCAR Cup Series is in Long Pond, Pennsylvania for the Great American Getaway 400 Motor Racing Network, here to bring you live coverage of this rain-delayed event. Sun is out. We're just about set for pre-race ceremonies, but before we get to that point, let's go back trackside. Let's hear from the driver who's starting fifth. He's with Jason Toy.
That is Cole Custer with a fantastic starting position here at Pocono, trying to ride that momentum from Mexico last week. Congratulations on that top 10. First one here for the team and the Haas Factory team. Now that momentum carries on. What's it going to take it to get it through 160 laps?
You just got to take it one lap at a time here. You know, this is definitely a tricky place. So,